What are some of the clinical trials right now that are utilizing these assays, incorporating that into the therapeutic algorithm, particularly in the adjuvant setting?
Well, let me deal with advanced disease setting because we're going to get the answers to those questions earlier than the adjuvant. Now, there are a number of trials. A number of them are focused in East Asia, where the frequency of the mutation runs about 30% instead of 10% in the United States and Europe. The trials that are currently being done are comparing those that have a mutation in the epidermal growth factor receptor, and half are getting chemotherapy and half are getting gefitinib in order to be able to test to see if you see the response in the prospective trials that you saw in the retrospective trials. That is that there's about an 80% association between response and the mutation. And the second question is to ask is, would those patients do just as well getting conventional chemotherapy? So that's the randomization. Mutated patients either get chemotherapy or get gefitinib. There's a second trial being done in Spain where they also take mutants and they randomize them to either get erlotinib, it's the other epidermal growth factor receptor, tyrosine kinase inhibitor, or they get chemotherapy. So we'll have two prospective trials asking the question, do patients who have these mutations, are they more likely to have a response and a long survival if they get the gefitinib or erlotinib versus conventional combination chemotherapy? There's a Southwest Oncology Group study that's comparing patients who have multiple copies of the epidermal growth factor receptor detected by FISH or fluorescence in situ hybridization and comparing the group about whether they do better if they get erlotinib or gefitinib versus chemotherapy. So both the techniques for detecting an activated epidermal growth factor receptor are being evaluated in prospective clinical trials.
How about in the adjuvant setting?
So in the adjuvant setting, it's a more complicated scenario, and it's going to be a long time before we know the answer to it. The trial that's going to be going forward, or that's currently being planned, is to take a look at patients who have the epidermal growth factor present either by detecting it by immunohistochemistry or by fluorescence in situ hybridization, and take those patients, and after they get the conventional treatment, so the patients will get surgical resection. Those patients who are believed that would get a benefit from giving chemotherapy after the resection, so those are typically either stage 1B to 3 or stage 2 and 3, and they would get chemotherapy. And after the completion of chemotherapy, if they're immunohistochemically positive for the epidermal growth factor receptor or have the epidermal growth factor receptor detectable by fluorescence in situ hybridization, those patients would be randomly assigned to get erlotinib versus placebo. Now, the reason why I mentioned that second is that trial will take several years to accrue the patients, and then because it's relatively early stage, you're going to have to wait for somewhere around 3 to 5 years from the time the last person is on to get the survival information. So we won't really know that information. The other part that's embedded within that trial is those patients will also be studied for other determinants, including the mutations of the epidermal growth factor receptor and things that are relatively unknown or unpredicted as to how they might work. The thing that really helps with the adjuvant trial is that the amount of tumor tissue available for these studies is obviously much greater than patients with advanced disease, where we're typically working with needle aspirations or bronchoscopic biopsies, where there's much less tissue available.